there has been much discussion in recent news of Jerusalem being divided, the east part of Jerusalem becoming the capital of a Palestinian state, the Temple Mount being given over to Jordan, and the demands of the Palestinian Authority that they be given the rights to the Kotel. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and his government have been alluding to and hinting that they may in fact offer half of Jerusalem to the Palestinians in an upcoming peace summit. When we hear this, we have to wonder, what will our future be? What will become of all this? It's a good question. It's actually a question that was asked in this week's Parsha. The Torah tells us that Avram, although being promised great reward, that Hashem will be protected, and he should not be afraid, he should not be fearful. Nonetheless, Avram looked and said, what will the benefit of all this be if I have no offspring, no one to hand it over to? And therefore, the Torah tells us that Hashem brought him out to see the stars. And he caused him to gaze upon these stars. And Hashem said, Ko yezarecha, so shall your offspring be. Did Avram buy it? Did he believe that he, at an old age, would have so many children? The Torah tells us, Ha'amin b'Hashem, that Avram believed it, and he did not question God even for a split moment, not for a second. But what's most interesting is immediately afterwards, Hashem says, Ani Hashem asher hoseisicha mirkazdim, I am the God that took you out in the days of Nimrod, protected you from that fiery furnace in Or Kasdim. And the reason why is I had a master plan that Losis Locha Saaretz Azos Rishta. I am going to give you a piece of property. You will inherit the land of Canaan of Israel. Vayomar, and on this Avram turned to God and asked, Bama Eida Ki Irashena, how, God, will I know that I am to inherit it? What's going on? What does this mean that Avram questions God over here by saying, Bama Eida Ki Irashena? Today I would like to share with you three possible approaches to this question of Avraham. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph says that in fact this was an error. This was a mistake that Avraham made. Omer Rabbi Avoho, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Mipnei Ma Nenash Avraham Avinu. For what reason did Avraham Avinu and his descendants get punished? That they would have to be enslaved in the land of Egypt for the period of 210 years. Says the Gemara, according to the opinion of Shmuel, Shmuel Omer Mipnei Shehifriz Almidosav Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Shenemar B'ma'eda Ki Irashena. According to this opinion, according to the words of the Talmud, it's clear that since Avram questioned God whether or not he in fact would actually receive a piece of land, a piece of property, for this his descendants were punished for going to the land of Mitzrayim. But this interpretation, although the Gemara clearly says this, it's certainly very difficult to understand. It's very hard to fathom. Avram was a man with perfect faith. He had perfect faith that he believed that even though he was an older man, he will have as many children as the stars found in the sky. That he believed. But for some reason, he did not believe in receiving a small piece of property, a piece of land, a country, as an inheritance. How could this be? The same man who, as we'll be reading about next week's Parsha, during Akedas Yitzchak, was instructed to take the very life of the person he loved so dearly, his own son, Yitzchak. He never questioned. Never once throughout all of the psukim do we find Avraham turning to God and saying, "What am I doing this for? Why are you asking me to do this?" He never questioned God about taking the life of his child, about believing that there would be as many children as stars in the sky. That he believed. That the Hemin Bashem. So why ever here? Why could he not believe that he had to ask, "Bama'eda ki irashena"? And on this, we turn to a second approach. The opinion of Rabbi Avraham Yehoshua Heschel of Apt, also known as the After Rebbe, who lived from 1748 to 1825, who currently is buried near the Baal Shem Tov. As it's written in his Sefer, the Oev Yisrael, as he was an Oev Yisrael, he says it's very difficult to fathom that Avraham Avinu, God forbid, would ever have a lack of bitachon in Hashem. Rather, if we study a piece of Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Hei, it tells us that there were three great gifts that God gave to the Jewish people. Shalosh matanos tovos nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. But those three gifts, says the Talmud, v'kulon lo nasnon ela ayidei yisurin, we will only be able to receive them and to keep them under difficult times, with much pain and duress. What are these three things? Says the Gemara, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba, the world to come. Eretz Yisrael is one of the three things in which Hashem gave to the Jewish people, but it was only Al Yidei Yisurin, pain, with difficulty. And therefore explains Rabbi Avraham Yehoshua Heschel, explains the After Rebbe, that his question of Bama'eda was not, how do I know that we will get this land? Because certainly Hashem promised it, it will happen. But the word Eda could have a different meaning. It could have a different meaning of achisar, of losing or missing out. As it's stated in the book of Judges, V'yeda behemes anshe Sukkot, that the men of Sukkot were lost. They missed out. Avram was asking, Bima Eda ki irashena, that when Avram asked this question, he was not doubting God's ability to give him the land, but he wanted to know, at what price will I have to pay for this land? And when I say at what price, I'm not referring to the amount of shkolim, how much money it costs. We all know when we understand b'ma'edas at what cost, what that really means. Avram was wondering the civilian casualties that occur in Eretz Yisrael, the terrorists that are blowing up buses, the captured Israeli soldiers. I understand, Avraham is saying to God, that Eretz Yisrael is one of the gifts that you will give to the Jewish people only Al Yidei Yisurin, only with pain, with bloodshed. But Avraham is Avraham Avinu. He's a father. And like any parent, he could not help but to wonder and to know, how much will my children have to suffer? I know that they will retain the land in which is an inheritance to them. But at what cost will that have to occur? Lastly, the opinion brought down of B'ma'eda Kirashena by Rabbi Elimelech Weissblum. Rabbi Elimelech Weissblum, born in Galicia, in the region in the southeastern Poland, who lived from 1717 to 1786, a student of the Magen Mizrach, writes in his Sefer Noam Elimelech, named after his first name, Rabbi Elimelech Weissblum, that certainly again, B'ma'eda Kirashena cannot mean that Avraham questioned God. El Avraham Amnam Hemin Be'emuna Shleima B'Havtachas Hashem. Certainly he had the utmost in faith in God's words. Ulam, however, Pikbek as Imgam Banav Acharav. Kadaros Yavolo. He was concerned about his children thereafter, the future descendants that will come long after he is no longer in this world. Avraham needed to know. Yaminu gamheim kimohu b'avtachazu. Will they have that same level of emunah and bitachon and faith in wanting to retain this beautiful land as an inheritance? Explains Noam Elimelech that this was the question, b'ma'eda kirashena. Irashena doesn't mean how do I know I'll inherit it, but ki amnam orish es emunah hazos gam l'bnei acharai. How will I know that those who will inherit this land, how will I know that they will have the same passion as me? Because I, Avraham Avinu, I know that I will receive this land, and I know that I will love the land of Eretz Israel. But how do I pass this love, this passion, the love of Medina Yisrael onto my Orish, my descendants? How will I know that they will keep this connection, that the love for Eretz Yisrael will last, that it will remain, continue, future generations? Avraham Avinu asks the question of B'ma'eda Kirashena, because he's concerned, maybe they'll be willing to give it all away, just like that. And on this Hashem says, no, I will create a bris, a covenant with you, that the land will remain intact, not only for you, Avraham, but also for your future descendants as well. Today, in many synagogues throughout the world, with the encouragement and guidance of the National Council of Young Israel and other such organizations, we speak of a common theme this Shabbos. The theme, namely, the undivided city of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Pesach Lerner, Executive Vice President of the National Council of Young Israel, wrote, "Today, we must raise our voices at the thought of losing our united capital of Jerusalem." But what are people saying in Eretz Israel about this? What about peace? On this, Netanyahu said, quote, "Handing over holy sites from the Israelis' control will not bring about peace, but the opposite. If Israel leaves, it will open the door to Al-Qaeda." The Knesset just yesterday spoke not with their mouths, but with their pens, signing a petition, a majority opinion, against giving up any part of Jerusalem to the Palestinians. Avraham Avinu, if you were here and you asked the question, your legitimate question, B'ma'eda Kirashena, I would answer you in conclusion with the words that are found on thousands of bumper stickers that are being distributed with the slogan, "Jerusalem should be strengthened, not divided." Avraham Avinu, be rest assured that the love that you have for Eretz Yisrael, it's so clear that we have this very same love as well. Good shot.